Hachette Audio presents The Windflower, written by Laura London, read by Krista Lewis. We would like to dedicate The Windflower to George Blaxley, who continues to teach us that heading toward the horizon is the best direction in life. Chapter 1. Fairfield, Virginia, August 1813. Mary Patricia Wilding was sitting on a cobblestone wall, sketching three rutabagas and daydreaming about the unicorn. A spray of shade from the swelling branches of the walnut tree covered her and most of the kitchen garden, but even so, it was hotter here than it had been inside. A large taffy-colored dog with thick fur stole past the fence. She noticed it as a flicker of movement in the corner of her vision. Light dust floated in the air and settled on the helpless leaves. The breeze brought the scent of baking ground and sunburnt greens. There was no one about to disturb her solitary concentration or to mark the intriguing contrast she made with the homey products of the earth that grew freely near her soft-shod feet. Her appearance suggested a fragile, pale icon, lace and frail blossoms rather than fallen leaves and parsley plants. She was a slender girl with delicate cheekbones set high in an oval face and dark-lashed eyes, lazy from the day. Early that morning, she had put up her heavy hair in anticipation of the heat.